It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host for the program. What a wonderful week it's been. We've been talking all week long about the subject of being in the will of God and God's will for our life. Today's the Friday edition. We're going to wrap this series up. And today I want to reflect on one of the most important aspects of our Christian life, and that is living in the will of God. We often hear the phrase God's will and really don't even understand sometimes what it means. And more importantly, how do we live in God's will, and what are the blessings that come with it? Friend, living in the will of God is not merely following a set of rules or fulfilling the obligations we find in the Ten Commandments. It's about aligning our hearts and our desires and even our actions with God's perfect purpose for our life. And when we step into the center of God's will, we experience a life full of purpose, peace, provision, and even joy. Today, I want to explore the blessings that come from being in God's will. These blessings are not just physical or material. They're spiritual, emotional, and eternal. Let's dive into God's Word today and discover the profound blessings He has in store for those who choose to live according to His will. The first aspect of God's blessing we experience in the will of God is this. God's will brings peace. There's an incredible peace that comes when we are walking in the path that God has set before us. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, Paul writes this. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Friend, when we are in God's will, we have the assurance that we're not walking alone. Even in the midst of life's uncertainties, challenges, and trials, we can have peace because we know we are where God wants us to be. You see, the world might be filled with turmoil, but when we're aligned with God's plan, His peace guards our hearts and minds. Even at your job, people might be all upset about the company or everything going on at work, and there you are, walking in God's will, and you've got peace in the middle of it all. Let me give you some examples of this. Jesus, when He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. In Gethsemane, Jesus faced the weight of the world's sins upon His shoulders. He knows the pain and suffering that awaits Him on the cross. Yet despite the overwhelming circumstances, Jesus prayed this, "Not my will, but yours be done." He surrendered His will to the will of the Father. And in that moment of surrender to God's will, Jesus found peace that carried Him through the hours on the cross. Even though He was about to endure immense suffering that you and I could not even imagine, His peace didn't come from avoiding the difficult path, but from the knowledge that He was walking in the will of His Father. The same thing is true for us, friend. When we align ourselves with God's will, His peace becomes our anchor, no matter what storm we may face. Secondly, purpose and fulfillment. Another blessing of being in God's will is a life filled with purpose. Friend, there are so many people today who don't have a clue of why they're on this planet. They don't live with purpose and destiny. But when we walk according to God's will, we live out the purpose for which we were created. So many people in the world today are searching for purpose. They ask questions like, "Why am I here? What is my purpose?" But for the believer, the answer is simple. Our purpose is to glorify God and fulfill the calling He has placed on our lives. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, Paul says this, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." See, we're not saved by works. We're saved by grace. But we're God's handiwork, and we're created in Christ Jesus to do good works. But look at this. God even prepared those works in advance for us to do. When we align ourselves with His will, we step in to that full purpose for our lives, and life develops an incredible sense of meaning when we're in the will of God. Example of that, the Apostle Paul. Before his conversion, his name was Saul. It later would be changed to Paul. He was persecuting Christians. He had a life of passion, but it was misdirected. But when he encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus, his life was radically transformed. Jesus revealed his will for Saul, and Saul became Paul, a servant of God with a clear purpose, a man who would write 2/3 of the New Testament because of his encounter with Jesus. To spread the gospel to the Gentiles became his purpose. And Paul's life was filled with meaning because he was now walking in God's will. You see, friend, when we align ourselves with God's will, we discover that our lives take on a greater purpose, one that goes beyond mere personal achievements or worldly success. We experience true fulfillment as we live out God's calling on our lives. And then the third blessing that comes is provision and protection. One of the most practical blessings of being in God's will is that He provides for us and He protects us. God promises to supply all of our needs when we walk in obedience to His will. Paul said, "And my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Jesus in Matthew 6:31, He told His followers, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." You see, God knows our needs, and when we place His kingdom first and we walk in His will, He provides everything we need, both spiritually and materially. A good example of this is the Israelites when they were in the wilderness, Exodus chapter 16. When the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they didn't have food or water. But God, in His faithfulness, He provided manna from heaven to sustain them. Every day this manna came down and met their needs. They were in the will of God, following His lead through the desert, and even in their need, God's provision was evident. See, this miraculous provision wasn't just about the food. It was about trusting God's faithfulness to care for His people, even in challenging circumstances. Remember, God made it to where if they took more than one day's supply of manna, it would rot and spoil. God wanted them to depend on Him on a daily basis. Jesus taught us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." See, when we're in God's will, He takes care of us. That doesn't mean we won't face hardships, but it means that in those hardships, we can trust God that He's providing and protecting us. Our faith in His provision is a testament to His faithfulness. And the fourth blessing we get from living and walking in the will of God is spiritual growth and transformation. When you live in God's will, it leads to spiritual growth and transformation. God's will is not just about external circumstances. It transforms us from the inside out. As we align our lives with His will, He molds us into the people that He created us to be. We become more Christ-like. reflecting His character in our thoughts, our actions, and even our attitudes. I love Paul's writing in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. It tells us this: do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. You see, friend, it takes that transformation of our mind. We put God's word in our hearts, and it will change us. And then we'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. We don't have to go around constantly searching and seeking. We walk in God's will. When we're in God's will, we experience a transformation in our hearts. We become more loving, more patient, more kind, and even more like Jesus. We grow in our ability to discern His will and to live it out more fully. Good example is the Apostle John. In 1 John chapter 2, in verse 6, he writes, "Whoever claims to live in Him must live as Jesus did." You see, John's life was a testimony of the transforming power of being in God's will. John, the beloved disciple of Jesus, he was known for his deep relationship with Jesus. And as he spent time with Christ, he was transformed by God's love and God's grace. Friend, the more we walk in God's will, the more we become the people He desires us to be. Our hearts are reshaped by His love, and we begin to reflect His character to the world around us. And the fifth blessing we receive from being in the will of God is eternal rewards. Finally, being in God's will, it brings the blessing of eternal rewards. The blessing we experience on earth, they're incredible, but they pale in comparison to the eternal rewards that await us. When we walk in God's will, we are storing up treasures in heaven that will last forever. See, in Matthew 6, Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." The choices that we make to live according to God's will, they have an eternal significance. Our lives here on earth, they're brief, but the impact of living according to His will, it brings eternal blessings. As I wrap up the message today, I want to remind you of the incredible blessings that come from being in God's will. When we align ourselves with God's purpose, we experience peace, purpose, provision, protection, spiritual growth, and even the promise of eternal rewards. See, living in God's will, it's not always easy, but it's always worth it. The world may offer temporary satisfaction, but God offers us a lasting fulfillment. And the key to experiencing those blessings is quite simple. Seek God first, trust His plan, and then live according to His will. Thanks for joining me this week on Fresh Oil. Walk in grace. He loves you.
Fresh Oil is pleased to announce the release of Keith's book entitled The Grace Revolution, available now on Amazon in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook edition. In his book, The Grace Revolution, Pastor Keith Manley shares the gospel of God's grace, giving us a radical shift from performance-based religion to the life-changing power of God's amazing grace. Pastor Keith also released a study guide, helping the reader to explore the grace of God and how life-changing it can be for the reader. To get your copy today, go to Amazon.com and search Keith Manley, The Grace Revolution.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.